You are listening to WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart, and now to an All of It listening party.
When it's coming, I'll be running, you'll be doing good night. We are running, I am going, you're not running. What we're holding, something shiny, how's it come to this? Cold light, cold light. Got the sun to the ocean. Gone in the night, in an orderly fashion. It's all alright. It's all alright. It's all alright. Even out in the open, put it all on the line. I need to catch more fish, baby. I need to eat more rice. It'll take some time. Gonna take some time. Better bide my time. Turning the tide. I need to buy my time till I'm walking back. Feel me, feel my shoulders back. Buy more drugs to feel that love back. Give me sugar, reap my sugar back.
700,000 pumpkins on the transatlantic. This land.
These hands can heal. These hands can heal. These hands can heal. Clean hands can heal.
That is a song titled Rice. It's the first track off Young Father's fourth studio album, Heavy Heavy, which just came out last month. Formed in 2008, the Scotland-based trio blends sounds and styles. You hear influences of soul, gospel, trip-hop, post-rock, psychedelia. Young Father's released a debut album, Tape One, in 2011, and went on to win two Scottish Album of the Year awards, one for their second EP, Tape Two, in 2013, and another for their last album, Coco Sugar, in 2018. As for this new record, Pitchfork's review said, Heavy Heavy sweeps its listeners along church-like and conveys the feeling that resisting the urge will also always feel worse than rising up and pushing air from your lungs. Joining us now from Young Fathers is Graham G. Hastings, who also produces and plays keys for the group. Hey, G, thanks for joining us for an All of It listening party.
That's all right. Thanks for having me.
So for this album, y'all went back to basics, recording in the project in a basement studio, I understand. Where was the studio? What led you there?
The studio is in Leith, in Edinburgh, which is a kind of area of Edinburgh that used to be kind of port of Edinburgh. We own our own studio, so we would... We would just go in there. It's a basement. There's no light. It's kind of dingy and messy, but that's the kind of way it has to be with us. And every day we'd start from zero. We wouldn't have anything written or recorded until the three of us got there. And then by the end of the day, we'd have a song finished. And we just carried on like that for a while, about around 2 years, give or take, because of the COVID, etc. But yeah. Around that time.
How did that environment affect the sound of this project?
I think, well, we've never been good with windows. so I think like that helps. The fact that it's our own space and that we can take our own time and it's our own instruments and we purposely set up so... everything is at reach. Everything is recordable in an instant. And it's set up with the aim of capturing moments that happen spontaneously. So the whole point of it is it's just to capture what happens when people react to something and not wait and write it out and think it too much. It was all about first takes. It was all about capturing it as it happened. Even if something was... you know, nonsensical, or it was just a melody, or it was just a synth line or a drum beat. It was just all about capturing things in the moment. And so the album was built based around this thing, this idea. Not we didn't have any ideas really about what we wanted the album to be. We just wanted it to be a system where people could come in and record instantly and not be afraid to be spontaneous and kind of nurture the environment to create that. So
That sounds like you really, you know, I think all artists go for authenticity, but sometimes you can get caught up in the bells and the whistles and the production opportunities and the chance to take 18 takes versus just going with your gut.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of options at all. And we've been together for 20 years now. You know, we met when we were like 14 years old. And we kind of know each other so well. Mm. And we know kind of each other so well, even musically as well. So I kind of know certain things that the guys will react to, and they know kind of that of me as well. So yeah, it's just ultimately trying to get, we're all confident and none of us are shy in front of each other. And none of us are scared to say that that's terrible and, or, you know, argue and fight it out. That's the whole point of it. We're three different people and we don't agree all the time, but it's kind of like what happens with those differences is the thing that we need to kind of base the whole thing around. And the spontaneity that happens is a luxury that we have, probably because, you know, we're just like that and our backgrounds are like that and we're comfortable with each other because we've known each other so long. So, yeah.
Let's listen to another track. This actually was a standalone single before the album came out, called Geronimo. Mm-hmm. Can you set the song up for us a little bit? Tell us what's a little bit about it, what it's about.
Geronimo is a track about contrast, really. Hmm. Light and shade. And kind of like very personal at times. Probably one of the more personal tracks on the album, even though we're not really that fussed about being too personal, but this is definitely one of them, yeah.
Let's hear Geronimo from Young Fathers. Geronimo from the album Heavy Heavy. My guest is Graham G. Hastings from Young Fathers. You said that was a personal song. I'm wondering, what was something, within reason, that you want to tell me, something that you experienced in between the making of the album before this and this album that you brought to the experience?
I mean, for me, I became a dad, so that was one thing that was a major shift. And, a shift in every way, but also, like, perspective, I think. Mm-hmm. And also that, strangely, a confidence comes from it that I wasn't expecting at all. Like I was saying before, but it's all kind of based on the fact that we're all pretty confident with each other. And that kind of, my son was born kind of right in the middle of recording this. And the differences to me was kind of massive, because you kind of think, well, I'm going to have a kid. I'm a bit worried about, you know, this and that. And, you know, what's the band going to be? And, you know, are we going to make enough money? Blah, 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 blah. And actually, the other thing happens when it comes true is it kind of turns into rather that you'd rather that they were proud of you in some way, and you'd rather that you're kind of the real kind of artist in you came through in me, and the kind of cliche artist, I would say, came through in me, where you're just trying to do what's right for the song. And that for us is kind of like always being king, is that we serve the song. Because we work so fast, it's always like, make sure the song is great, no matter who sings this line, who says this bit, even if someone else wrote it, it doesn't matter. You kind of try and, although ego is involved, you try and remove it as much to serve the song. And then eventually those songs will turn into an album. So, yeah.
So Geronimo was the first song to come out that ended up on the album. What was the last song that made it onto the album? That one, the final one that made the cut?
I think it must have been Ululation. Ululation was a song that, you know, it was kind of, it was a song that's like a testimony to being uninspired, actually. And that the fact that you can still make a song even when you feel like you've done everything. That was kind of almost at the end of the sessions, the recording sessions. And we had come up with the music for it pretty quickly on that day. And we had no idea what to put on top of it, lyrically and vocally. And we were sitting there for a while, and then Casey's friend came in, Taps, who's not a musician in any way, and she's just a friend that seems to pop in once every time we're recording an album. And she popped in and she started speaking in Shona, which is a language from Zimbabwe. And we just put the mic near her and just were like, whatever you're doing, just go, just do it. And she done that, and that's how the song came to be. And we weren't actually sure if it would make it to the album, but actually when we sat for months working on the playlist, Ululation was one of those ones that it needed to be there to kind of gel, especially the last bit of the album, because for us the playlist is just important as the writing of the song. So songs like that really help in those situations when you need to gel an album together. But actually it's weird that it's one of the tracks that a lot of people have mentioned since the album's come out, is that it's their favourite track or whatever. So yeah, I'm glad we stuck with it and glad we put it on there.
And I'm glad we have it queued up to listen to right now. Let's take a listen. You can hear that on the new album Heavy Heavy from Young Fathers. My guest is Graham G. Hastings. All right, my favorite track, this is Dealer's Choice, is Drum. I keep coming back to Drum.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about what I should listen for when we play this. What's something in this song that you're really proud of, something you really like about the song, something maybe was hard to nail, but you guys got it?
With this song, it was basically trying to slow down, because we started the beat and, you know, everybody was firing as soon as, like, the drum machine started going and the bass line started playing. And the main thing for me was just, like, how long can you keep a one-note bass line interesting? And so basically we just had to set the mic up. Ali went first. That chorus into the verse was one take, and he didn't write it as in chorus and verse. And then we said, no, that bit's the chorus and that bit's the verse. And so we turned that bit into the chorus and we repeated it. And then Chaos was going off. And, you know, my favourite bits of the song are actually Chaos's kind of ad-libs that are kind of buried over his verse, the second verse, and just before it, which is kind of like when you've because we made a point with this album is not to use headphones a lot, and to have the speakers on and have the microphone in the room, almost like how we perform live, because we always find that when we're performing live, our voices are much more on the edge and much more kind of pushing out the way, whereas headphones kind of slightly make you a bit more insular, which sometimes works for certain songs. But with this album, we kind of made a point of being like, let's do it with the speakers on. We got one of those weird microphones that was like, you know, the ones that people use on sports commentating, like the mustache mics. We made a point of like just trying to get the room involved. And so a lot of that song is in the background. You hear a lot of the stuff that was happening at the moment that, you know, everybody heard the beat of the instrumentation for the first time.
Nice.
So, yeah.
The name of the album is Heavy Heavy. My guest has been Graham G. Hastings. Graham, thanks for spending time with us.
No, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Let's go out on drum.
I fall the mission, no superstition. I am the vision, young black gifted with a mission. Yeah. Got all the wishes like Aloysius, but I'm Aloysius. My sequoia straight from the voice, so I'ma get me some. So I'ma get me some. Never claim to be no role model. Some. I never claim to be no role model. But I'm a man, now I'm done. Hear the beat of the drums and go on.
And that's all of it for today. I'm Allison Stewart. I appreciate listening. I appreciate you. I will meet you back here next time.